News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Imposter syndrome could be ripe among COVID-era students. That's according to a UK study that warns undergraduates may feel like frauds for not earning their grades or places in the traditional way. Stella O'Malley, psychotherapist, best-selling author, joins us now. Stella, are you buying this imposter syndrome line?
I am on one hand and I haven't on the other. I do think it's a horrible feeling, like to feel like a fraud and that you haven't. I do think a lot of students will feel they mightn't have learnt what everybody else have learnt because they didn't learn it in the classroom environment. They learnt it at, a lot of it at home on the couch. And so they're not sure whether they really did learn it or not. If you follow me, they're kind of going, oh, I don't know, did I really get all that? And so there is that feeling of a fraud. But there's also, I would say, a lot of students who might feel a little bit that they've overreached and they got what they wanted, let's say on a CAO, and now they're not sure really that should they have got it, because they've had the whole of society saying that there's been massive grade inflation and they didn't deserve any of it. So it's what it is really unsettling and very hard to be kind of sure of yourself in that sort of environment. And so that kind of can breed a lot of insecurity and anxiety.
I know.
It's not easy on them.
Yeah, no, fair enough. Will there not be loads of students who just say, yeah, okay, I might have got a fair break of the ball, but you know what? I am where I want to be and I'm not looking back.
Well, I'd love if they were, but I remember being that age and you're just often filled with a lot of insecurity of, am I doing it right? Are they doing it right? Has everybody else got it right? And you're looking around and trying to assess where you are in the world. And you're generally sure that everybody else has it sussed and you don't. So wouldn't it be great if they were thinking that? And I hope they are. But I'd say a lot of people won't feel so confident, Shane.
Yeah, maybe not. I suppose the other argument is, okay, if you were comparing the Leaving Cert results this year with, say, 5 years ago, there might be an issue. But the reality is they got their courses against their peer group of that year. So, yeah, okay, the grades may be inflated, but so are the points. So they're there in their course on merit.
You're right. They are going to hear from society, from their big brother, from their mother, from their cousins, from their friends who aren't in the same year as them, that they got it easy and that they're kind of a different case. And if they'd had it in the year of whatever, 2018, it would have been different and stuff. They're going to hear that pretty relentlessly. So it does take a certain strong sense of yourself to be able to say, I got there in merit. I'm okay. And it's quite easy to kind of falter in the face of this and think, maybe they're all right. Maybe this is all great inflation and I personally shouldn't be there. I say, it's just everything that's happened has brought in insecurity. And that's really unsettling for them.
So what advice would you give? Because I'm sure there will be people listening this morning who are have done the Leaving Cert, have got the place in college that they wanted. What message would you like to send out to them this morning, Stella?
I would like to say that the first few months, they might feel overwhelmed. They might feel that they can't keep up. And, you know, to give themselves a break, that it's been a very, very unsettling 2 years. And to give themselves some time to kind of to get into the water and feel if the water is okay. Because they would be just human to feel insecure and unsure of themselves at the moment.
Okay. All right. Brilliant. That is good advice, Stella O'Malley. Thank you indeed for that. And if I could just add to that, there's nothing imposters about what the kids, they're not imposters. They had a really, really challenging a couple of years and they came through it and they survived it. And
you
I think
made
well
a
done to them.
Really good point about them being up against their peers, that that they were still plotted on bell curves, they were still standardised, they were still all of that, and they weren't given the option of doing it any other way. So I agree with you, fair play to them.